Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, beautiful person in the universe, and humans were born to fellowship with Him. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality. My name is Jim. Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. 170 million people in Bangladesh and India. Those three countries collectively, there's likely more than 1.3 or 4 billion people. Send out laborers, Lord, in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. This series is about how heaven and earth are connected, and I want to emphasize that this affects us today and affects every person, in for those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in wonderful ways. But those who don't know Him, it's very serious, and they could miss heaven and end up in hell. And so we can safely say Jesus Christ coming to the earth as a man is heaven coming down to the earth. Absolutely. And He, when He died and rose again, He returned to heaven. And then the Holy Spirit coming to the earth is heaven coming, after Jesus ascended to heaven. We know, it's very famous, the Holy Spirit was sent and is still on the earth, everywhere on the earth. That's heaven coming down to the earth. So it's this theme, these are intro messages, because this series could last forever. Those who make it to heaven will be experiencing the eternal revelation of the only true God. Again, I want to emphasize the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all are one, and they together, how glorious that is. I mean, just that truth alone, how wonderful. If someone, and it's an eternal revelation. Just briefly, in the last message I mentioned, Jesus said some specific things regarding this revelation. Even in the Lord's Prayer, which is a revelation of prayer, He said, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He's revealing there that there's the revealed will of God and the secret will of God. Simply explained, the revealed will of God is God wants to save. It's revealed in the Bible that He wants to save every person. The secret will of God is when someone will get saved and who will get saved and much more. But I do want to say one thing and continue in the upcoming messages about one thing from the book of Genesis. I want to keep these messages simple and short. I know I'm stating a lot, but again, these are just intro messages, that this subject is so vast. But I want to hone in on how it affects us today. Not knowledge. The Bible does reveal much about that reveals, you could even call it, the history of the universe. And how God created this, the heaven. I mean, it's right there in Genesis 1:1. He created the heavens and the earth. It's in one sentence together. The heavens and the earth. Now we know there's three heavens and there's the earth. So even right there in the first verse of the Bible, the heaven and earth are connected. And then at the very end of the Bible, this is also very famous. It says heaven and earth. The person who wrote the book of Revelation, John, saw the heaven. There was a new heaven and a new earth coming down to the earth. That's a paraphrase. Okay, I'm not an expert on that. But it's right there in the book of Revelation. A new heaven and a new earth. That's just incredible, because people have actually been to heaven in modern times and told us specifically what it's like, how wonderful it is, and to think that there will be a new heaven, even possibly better than the one now. I want to at least present these truths, these revelations, which are all in the Bible. I mean, it's actually nothing new. I want to present new things in this podcast, okay? But it's all so simple. It's all about Jesus Christ and about knowing Him. And when someone knows Him, they have what is beyond human words. And that's why Paul calls it the riches of the glory of the mystery, the fellowship of the mystery, the just so wonderful and so glorious. And when someone gets saved, that's heaven coming down to the earth. The Holy Spirit's already on the earth, but they actually are also seated in heavenly places. So they go from, they're connected to heaven, you could say. Even more than just connected. But let me just add this. I know I'm kind of saying a lot, but I want to just give an overview. When God created the first person, Adam, that was heaven coming down to the earth. The Holy Spirit was already on the earth, but the Holy, God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit, again, at the same time, began to form from dust this human being, this masterpiece of God's creation. And he became a living being, and he was in the presence of God, which is now on the earth and available to us. He was in the presence of God and the glory of God so much that he didn't even realize he was had no clothes on or was covered. He didn't even, because when you're, to think that, a patriarch of the faith, I heard a message that he did. I heard it recently. And he talks about how God created man out of love and to fellowship with him, to fellowship with human beings. And because God is love, and love is only love when it's shared. And that's just wonderful things. God is love. He created and thought of love. He is love. And so love is many, we know it's many, many things, right? But it's part of it is, sharing and giving. And God is a giving God. He's gracious. He's merciful. Gracious. And that word gracious encompasses so much. It's much more than just giving. He's, for example, bountiful, abundant giving and abundance, the God of abundance and gracious, merciful, the first one. I mean, that's like very close to love, right? I mean, that's almost a synonym. His love endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Amen. The Lord, they remember when Moses, famous, one of the most famous passages in the Bible, when the Lord God said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. Amen. Let's remember that. What I want to finish with. And Jesus reveals that and encompasses that, reveals that, you might say. Jesus is love. I remember seeing someone wrote a song called Jesus is Love. How brilliant that is. I haven't heard that phrase a lot. I didn't come up with it. But it's, you know, God is love. Jesus is love. Like if someone really wants, we all, I would say most human beings want to experience love, right? And to be loved. Well, just come right to Jesus Christ. He is love. He, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are love. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ unlimited. Amen. Amen. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening. And blessings.